The Scadrian System. The inner system here is basically empty, save for the planet Scadrial, which is fortuitous considering the vast changes the system has undergone because of the influence of its shards. The remarkable thing about Scadrial is how well humankind has flourished on it despite these repeated cataclysms. Surely other planets in the Cosmere have seen worse disasters, but on none of them will you find a thriving, technologically advanced society as exists on Scadrial. Indeed, I am convinced that without the Lord Ruler's oppression of technology on the planet for 1,000 years, Scadrial would have eclipsed all others in scientific learning and progress, all on its own, without the interaction between societies we enjoy in Silverlight. Scadrial, another dishardic planet, is characterized by a host of unique features. It is one of only two places in the Cosmere where humankind does not predate the arrival of shards. Indeed, I am convinced from my studies that the planet itself did not exist before its shards, ruin, and preservation arrived in the system. They picked a star with no relevant planets in orbit, specifically choosing this location because it was empty, so they could place there whatever they wished. Yes, the shards undoubtedly used humans from Yolen as a model. Indeed, both of the vessels from these shards were human before their ascensions in creating life. Because of this, the flora and fauna on Scadrial are very similar to what you'll find on Yolen. The non-fane parts, of course. It is also very similar to Yolen in size and gravitation, both being exactly at 1.0 Cosmere standard. Though the shards created this planet together, it quickly became the symbol of, and prize in, their conflict. To speak on the personalities of the vessels themselves is not my field of expertise. Better to approach one of my colleagues who specializes in pre-shattering biography and history, rather than an arcanist. I can say, however, that their conflict is manifested directly in the ways that investiture is used on Scadrial. This is a powerful magic, and one where humans themselves have often had access to grand bursts of strength. I would challenge one to identify another planet, save only Roshar, where one can find such strength of investiture so commonly in the hands of mortals. Periodically, throughout Scadrial's history, a man or woman gained access to vast amounts of power with incredible effects. The most obvious evidence of this is the fact that the star charts Gyne has so kindly provided list two orbits for Scadrial. The planet was literally moved at various points by individuals wielding immense amounts of investiture. As an aside, this has wreaked havoc with trying to understand historical calendars on the planet. I have written much about the magics of this planet. Indeed, I could fill entire volumes with my thoughts on allomancy, ferrochemy, and hemallergy. I maintain, however, that the one of these with the largest potential impact on the Cosmere is hemallergy. Usable by anyone with the right knowledge, this dangerous creation has proven able to warp souls regardless of planet or investiture, creating false connections that no shard designed or intended. Though the planetary system is rather boring, Scadrial itself has proven intriguing time and time again. This is despite the fact that humans used to live on a relatively small portion of the planet, a fact that began to change once the extreme environments of the Final Empire were removed. From the adaptations, both forced and unforced, of the humans living on her, to the vast transformations of landscape during her different eras, Scadrial remains my favorite planet for scholarly study in the Cosmere. The interactions of her magics with natural physics are multitude, varied, and fascinating.